Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rigging around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is Uncut with Q. I'm your host today. This is Quentin Flores, man. And it has been a while, dude. I'm just going to be real, y'all. I know it's been a long time. Thank you guys for sticking it out and waiting for the show to come back. We've gone through a few restructures in some of my businesses. And as much as I love giving content to you guys, and as I've said this before on the show, we don't make any money on this show. I deny sponsorships for this show. We bring amazing people on here and we pay them sometimes to travel here to be on this show so that you can hear their stories, you can get value from them. And it's been a tremendous experience these last, I'd say that the show has been around for almost a year now. If you're listening to this, this is being recorded in June. And around a year ago, I had all these things going on. I still have a lot of things going on. If anything, it's 10 times what I had going on last year. But a buddy of mine, we were sitting down in a cigar shop and he was asking me how I felt about the content that he'd been creating for me. And I told him, you know what, man, I think it'd be cool if we opened up a production company so I can have more control because I'm really only relying on what you're bringing to the table here. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I mean, I've always wanted to own a production company. I've just never really taken it seriously or tried to, you know, I mean, since the dawn of time, I always knew that like the dawn of my time when I came to and I realized that there's so much money being made in entertainment and in adding a massive amount of value to whatever niche or marketplace that you're in. And, you know, I realized that around 2017 when I bought my first camera. It was a Sony A6000. It was my first camera that I've ever owned in my entire life. I wanted to learn so bad on how to use it. You know, at the time I was 26, 27 years old. I'm 33 now. And it's just like, that was my entry into this. I remember I got a gimbal. I remember I went and I bought a fucking, you know, a laptop so I could use it. I invested a lot of money into those items because I saw what it could be one day. And I remember the first time I ever went live on Facebook, I probably had like 100 people watching and it was so awesome that I was able to provide a better experience for people to come in and be involved with this content. Since then, man, you know, fast forward to 2022, I'm sitting in this cigar lounge and I made the commitment right then and there over a cigar with one of my good friends that I was going to start a production company. Within 2 months, we got this space that y'all are watching now, and we got an entire staff in place. I bought over $250,000 of equipment, and we decided that we were going to call this business Infinite Productions. And yeah, man, it's been a whole fucking journey going into this and really investing a lot of money into this and then figuring out ways that we can make this place pay for itself without having to sacrifice what we're doing on the podcast or commit to anybody else's authority and what we can and can't post and the things that we can and can't say. It's like we wanted full control, you know? So I made the commitment to help people create content on a mass scale. And since then, we've had clients come and go. We've had people invest into their brands with our company. We've helped a lot of people take off on their own platforms and even start their own production companies. So where we're at right now, and I love this, right? But I had to pull back for the last 2 months to recalibrate my real estate company, which I love dearly, and my virtual staffing company, which I also love dearly. And it's just been such an amazing experience. We have so many properties under contract. We're onboarding hundreds and hundreds of people onto people's staff. And we are literally just pulling back 60 days does so much for businesses that you haven't been paying attention to. What you pay attention to, team, is what's going to grow, right? There's this thing in the Far East, and Les Brown says this, it's called the Chinese bamboo tree. And in this specific type of scenario, you have this plant that's growing in the ground. You have to water this plant for 5 years and it doesn't break ground. until the fifth year. Literally, it takes 5 fucking years of watering this plant and it doesn't break ground until the fifth year. Could you imagine watering something every single day, paying attention to that dream and not being able to see the fruits of your labor, right? It's daunting. It's super daunting. And so guess what though? On the fifth year, it breaks ground. And then within 3 weeks' time, it grows over 20 feet high into the air, the Chinese bamboo tree. And so this is a lot like our dreams. We do so many things, so many amazing things for ourselves. And we water this plant that nobody else can see, but we know that it's there. And then in the fifth year of your business, when you finally get some success, you break through the ground. And next thing you know, you're standing 20 feet tall, looking over at all of these obstacles that you once had to go through and all these struggles that you had to endure. And now you're able to see the top. You're able to see your life and what you always knew that it could be, from that perspective that you originally dreamed about 5 years ago. That's kind of what it's been for me. I pulled back on my businesses so I could come back forward and really just deliver an amazing product for you guys with this podcast that we're doing. And so I've taken the initiative and I wanted to let you guys know firmly that I'm going to be coming back onto this podcast and doing this consistently, at least a minimum of 2 to 3 days a week, where I am bringing on guests or I am coming on here and doing some of the shows that we've promised to you guys. And we're recalibrating this thing and we're going to take it seriously. We're going to take it to the freaking moon. But it's been a while, man, and I hope everybody here is doing really great for themselves. I've had the opportunity to learn so many new amazing things for the business and so many amazing people that are joining our team and our organizations. And, you know, we're learning and we're creating a better experience for you that are consistently coming back to this podcast, whether you're streaming it on Apple or Spotify or Amazon Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this from. My goal is to always create an experience for everybody that is watching and everybody that's being involved. Because ultimately, I know that the glory of one person is bound with the capabilities of how he's able to serve other people. And so, man, I really appreciate everybody sticking it out with me. I just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that we're revamping the show. We're going to launch this thing like even heavier than we did before. There's so much more marketing and so many more things that are going to be coming out that you guys are going to be seeing very often, as we have marketing in every aspect that you can possibly think of. My goal is that we get this podcast to 1 million+ people that are listening to what we're doing on a consistent basis within the next year, within the next 12 months. My goal is that we're at 100 episodes before the end of this year. So I'm going to hit the ground running. I really appreciate you guys sticking out, man. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you all for supporting me. Thank you all for supporting the show. Thank you guys for just constantly being patient with me. Thank you all for just always sending me nice messages about the value that receiving from the show and just always being involved with everything that we have going on here at Infinite Productions and in my real estate company and in my brand as who I am, as Quentin Flores, standing in front of you today. So love you guys so much, man. This episode, I just wanted to reset the expectations on what you guys can expect from us over the course of the next 12 months. All right. Thank y'all so much. I'll catch y'all on the next episode. Let's get it.